Welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
Brother and sister in Christ, I have a question for you. Do you know CPR? Well, there's a lot of us here that do know CPR. So I invite you to look around and make sure that you know those who that know CPR because they could save you. And so for those of us who know how to perform CPR, right? Often, when we administer CPR to someone, in addition to compression, you would give the person air by breathing into the person, giving the person's lung much needed oxygen to revive the person's, right? Today we heard from the gospel reading of the disciples of Jesus gathering in the dark evening of the first day of the week, being fearful because of the absence of their master. They became disappointed and hopeless because they just lost their master and the teacher. Jesus was their leader who had journeyed with them for the last 3 years, after calling them to give up their own career and their livelihood to become his disciples. And Jesus appeared in their midst and in a way administered CPR to them by breathing on them the Spirit, which gives them his peace. And so he resuscitated them and revitalized them, giving them strength to carry out what they had been called to do as disciples and apostles of Jesus. And Jesus is doing the same for us. He's doing the same for us. And every year we celebrate Easter, which is God's way of breathing to us to not only give us his peace through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to remind us that we do not need to have Jesus to show us the nail marks. And we do not need to touch his side where the lance injures him. Because we love God and believe in Christ and profess his death and resurrection. And so we are not only begotten by God, but also resuscitated and revitalized by God, by Christ. And so what is this resuscitation and revitalization that Jesus is doing for us? It is a kind of recreating, right? It's important to note that the word, the verb, wreath, besides the Gospel of John, is found nowhere else in the New Testament. However, it helps to recall the Spirit, the breath, in Genesis. So we read from chapter 2 of the book of Genesis that God created man from dust and breathed life into him through his nostrils at the moment of his creation to enjoy being and walking in God's presence. And because of the fall, mankind needs redemption. And so Jesus, our Redeemer, came to be the connection between the original creation and the recreation. And so he breathed life into his disciples to take away their disappointment and their fear. 2,000 years ago. And he breathes into us now to take away our wounds, our failures, our disappointments, our shortcomings, and our sins. Continuing the work of recreation, which is to bring us back to the original plan that God has for mankind, which is to be in God's presence. And so, dear brother and sister in Christ, to call our attentions to the redemptive work, the redemptive power of Christ's sacrifice on the cross, which is to bring us back to the original plan to be in God's presence, Pope St. John Paul II instituted the Feast of the Divine Mercy, which is celebrated today, the second Sunday of Easter. And at the same time, today's gospel reading continued to tell us that after breathing on his disciple, Jesus said, "Received the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retained are retained." And so we are called to be instruments of God's mercies. And here's the thing. We cannot give what we do not have. And so, in order to be instruments of God's mercy to others, we first need to receive God's mercy. And God's mercy is not far from us. And so here is to do for you this week, which is to examine your conscience daily at the end of the day to determine our weaknesses, our failures, our sins, in which Christ is not at work in us. Then ask God for his mercy, or to consider bringing those to the confessional. This way we can widen the channels to our hearts, so that the breath of Christ, our spiritual CPR provider, can continue to resuscitate us, recreating us and giving us the strength to carry out the work of being instruments of God's mercy to others in our family, in our community, and in the world, to bring you and others back to the original plan of God and to be in God's presence now and in the life to come. And so, Jesus, we can say that, Jesus, we trust in you, and make sense for Stina and Pope St. John Paul II, the apostles of the divine mercy, intercede for us. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.